Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into why your AI thumbnail generator might be failing you and how to fix it. This is a hot topic because so many creators are relying on these tools, right? Exactly. So let's kick things off by talking about what an AI thumbnail generator actually does. When you type a prompt into something like Midjourney, V7, or Flux 1.1 Pro, it's not creating art like a human would. Instead, it's predicting noise based on billions of images. Wait, so what you're saying is it's more about guessing pixels than actually understanding art. You got it. The AI doesn't really know what scary or engaging means in the context of thumbnails. It's just pulling from its database of images, which can lead to some pretty weird results. Like, have you ever seen a thumbnail with a person who has six fingers? Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. I've definitely seen some thumbnails that just look off. I always thought it was just a bad generator. Many people assume that. But the reality is that these tools often revert to the mean. They give you the average of what they've been trained on. That's why so many thumbnails end up looking generic, like that classic shocked face on a blue background. That reminds me of when I tried making a thumbnail for my gaming channel and ended up with a bunch of similar, boring images. Is there a way to break out of this same face syndrome? For sure. The trick is to be specific with your prompts. Instead of just asking for a shocked face, try using emotions like skeptical or terrified. Giving context can really help the AI produce something unique and engaging. So if I'm understanding correctly, it's about guiding the AI more effectively, right? Exactly. And don't forget about the background. A compelling background can tell a story that draws viewers instead of a generic blur. Use something that reflects your content. If it's a tech video, maybe a tech studio would fit better than just a blue void. That makes total sense. Now, what about the text? I know that's a big headache for many creators. Oh, absolutely. Most AI generators really struggle with text. I mean, even in 2026, I wouldn't trust them to create the final typography for my main title. So what's the solution? Just handle the text ourselves? Yes, we recommend a hybrid sandwich approach. Use AI to generate your base image, then manually add your text and branding elements. This way, you're not relying on the AI for something it's not great at. Got it. And that saves money too, right? I've heard manual design can get pretty pricey. Exactly. Creating a thumbnail manually can cost upwards of $50, but with AI, you can bring that down to near zero if you strategize right. It's a huge savings. Speaking of costs, I've noticed a lot of free generators out there, but are they really worth it? That's a great question. Free tools often come with limitations, slow speeds, low quality outputs, or restricted usage. When you're churning out content, hitting a generation limit can be a nightmare. Speed is key, right? I assume the newer tools have improved in that area. Definitely. In 2026, we have tools that can generate images in just 200 milliseconds, thanks to powerful cloud computing. This allows for rapid iteration so you can tweak and find the best result instead of settling for the first one. Wow, that sounds like a game changer. Now let's talk about creating thumbnails for different platforms. I've seen people struggle with that. Totally. You can create a perfect thumbnail for YouTube, and then when you post it on TikTok or Instagram, it gets cropped, losing a lot of crucial information. So how do we avoid that? The best workflow involves creating a master image. You want to ensure your subject and text are centered with enough space on the sides. Some tools even have outpainting, features that let you expand your image to fit different formats without losing important elements. That's super handy. It sounds like you're really maximizing the potential of each thumbnail across platforms. Exactly. And here's another tip. Sometimes the best thumbnail isn't even generated from scratch. New. AI tools can use frame extraction technology to pull the best moments from your videos. Really? So, it actually scans the whole video for the perfect frame. Yes, it looks for high contrast moments and clear expressions, which can significantly improve viewer retention. And if you run that frame through an image enhancement filter, you can boost its quality even further. Nice! So if your AI thumbnail generator isn't delivering, it might just be a matter of refining how you use it, right? Exactly! It's about controlling your prompts and handling the text yourself. Plus, understanding the strategy behind your images is crucial to making them effective. Such great insights today. So to wrap it up, what would you say are the key takeaways for our listeners? Alex, focus on guiding the AI with specific prompts. Use a hybrid approach for text and branding, and make sure to adapt your thumbnails for different platforms. And remember to experiment with new tools and features as they come out. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.